KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hlene Di and the Woosh Kitan of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, parked their boats in the harbor, and gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas cheese for your patience as we learn. You're tuned into Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries. Welcome back to the show, Kate. Hello.
Hi, Shelley. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks. How are you? Where am I talking to you from today?
You're talking to me from my house. I'm in a separate room with the door closed so that my dog doesn't hear a truck and come rushing in barking.
That's very considerate of you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I've been talking to all kinds of people in all kinds of spaces, mostly in their homes, you know, and getting all yes. kinds of fun ambient sounds. What kind of work are you able to do for the libraries from your home office?
So I am the Grants and Marketing Coordinator. So I maintain the library's Facebook page, and I'm the one posting all the updates on the library, information about our databases, kind of keeping everybody in the loop about what's happening. I also apply for grants so we can kind of get some money for the kind of special programs that the library does, like the big read that I did and some science-based programs. So it's a lot of working on the computer. So I've been working on the computer and doing a lot of Zoom meetings and checking my email and then getting to talk to getting phone calls from the media so I can promote library stuff, which is the best part.
Yay. And we'll get to do that today. And then what kind of non-work have you been doing? What else have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Any hobbies?
Oh, hobbies. My main hobby is reading. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a lot of reading. And I know, we started mailing out about a month ago, we started mailing out library books, physical books to residents, which has been a super amazing success. Thank you to everybody who's called us up and asked for books. It's been really popular. I did not do that. I'm holding off on going back to the library and getting library books because I have a huge shelf of books that I've kind of acquired over the last 5-10 years of books that I've meant to read, gifts that people have given me, books that have just kind of appeared out of nowhere. I don't even remember where I've gotten most of them. So I'm reading all these books that I just keep putting off because I always give preference to the library books. So I'm reading just all this weird, not weird stuff, but just eclectic mix of things that I've kind of acquired over the years.
It kind of sounds like work, but I hope you're having fun.
I mean, a little bit of work. Some of it's fun. Some of it is like, oh yeah, I think I know why I haven't read this book before now.
Yes, I know how you feel. I know how it feels to power through a stack just, you know, for the sake of doing it. So what have you been reading? Tell me about some of the books you've been enjoying.
It's actually a lot of self-help, which is kind of a very, I must be because I've read all the fiction books. And so what's left is everything that I put off. So last week I read a book by Janine Roth. I think My Messy, Magnificent Life, And now I'm reading, a book by Brené Brown, Braving the Wilderness. So that's nice.
So the day before the library closed, I went and I made a mad grab for whatever was left on the shelf. There was not a lot. So I got the good with the bad, and I'm working my way through that stack. I'm on one of the last books that I picked up that day, and it's a thriller called The Tenth Girl by Sarah Faring. So it's good so far, but I've only just cracked it.
Oh, good. Okay. I did finally, I think last time when we talked, I said how I had to stop reading a Stephen King book, Mr. Mercedes, because it was kind of too much. I was able to go back and, because it's Stephen King. So once the story gets going, it kind of it's a page turner. So I was able to go back and I did finally finish it.
Good job. I read that one
anybody
too.
Was keeping track. I'm sorry.
I think I ended up reading that whole trilogy, although I read it out of order. So I just recently finished the middle one. Okay. It's like a trilogy. And yeah. I also read The Outsider. I might have been reading that the last time we spoke. It's a scary one.
It is.
Like yeah. you said, you get into it and it's a page turner. And there was the show on HBO, which I liked as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, So, as you mentioned, the library is still closed, but yeah. one of the things you wanted to talk about today is the possible reopening. So what's on yes. the horizon?
Okay. All right. Everybody who's listening, get ready. So we do have a date for when we're going to reopen. It's going to be kind of complicated. So next Thursday, that's May 28th. The Valley Library is going to reopen its normal hours.
Wow. All okay. right. That's breaking yeah. news. You heard it yeah. here first.
I know. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. but then, okay, so for all you Juneau and Douglas lovers, those two libraries aren't going to reopen now until Sunday, May 31st. Because part of what while we're reopening, and part of that health mandate is all the places that are open, like, to the public have to kind of be closed to let the virus deactivate for 72 hours. So each of the branches are going to be open. There will be a public library opens, like at least one branch open 7 days a week, but they're going to be kind of rotating when they're open. So Juneau and Douglas will be open every like from Sunday to Wednesday. And then the Valley Library is going to be open from Wednesday to Saturday.
I see. So kind of so, partial hours, but one at yeah. least one library is open at yeah. any given time.
Yeah. There'll be 4 days on, 3 days off. And all this, and just so you know, like all this can kind of change in between now and then because we're still kind of working out our plan and maybe things might have to be tweaked. But we're going to be open our regular hours. So oh. when we're open our regular hours. But then we're going to be open for 4 days and then a branch is going to have to be closed.
Wow. That's so, I wasn't expecting to hear you say all that today. Yeah. That's really like, that's big news.
Yeah. It just kind of is one of those things that's been hashed out and we've been telling everybody, please be patient, please be patient. We're working on it. And I think we just finally are able to kind of say, okay, yeah, we're reopening. It's not going to be until next week. And there are mm-hmm. going to be some changes. There's going to be some like major differences that we have to implement just so we can open to the public.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you guys were allowed to open already. And so, yeah, you had yeah. to work out some logistics. Now, what is yeah. reopening going to look like? What's it going to look like in the library? Are you putting in some physical distancing regulations? Mm-hmm. What about yeah. masks, things like that?
Yeah, so Steph will have masks, and we will have masks for somebody when coming in if they don't have one and want to use one. We're putting up like kind of plexiglass guards on our circulation desk, kind of to keep us kind of some difference in between staff and the public. Mm-hmm. Well, furniture and computers will be rearranged to maintain that 6 feet social distancing because we want to keep people who aren't in the same like household, individuals and family groups. You know, everybody still needs to kind of stay 6 feet away. And part of the health mandate is our buildings can't be more than 25% capacity. So there may be a time if we start getting, you know, a little bit too full where we might have to start having people come back later or come back the next day just because we have to stay at a certain capacity to keep everybody kind of safe.
So it's sort of standard fare. It seems like that's what a lot yeah. of places are doing. And so that's what you guys yeah. will be doing. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think we're also going to have a lot of signage up. And I think we're going to put stuff kind of down on the floor. So if you're like me and have a really bad time at guesstimating distances, there'll be kind of stuff on the ground to kind of be like, okay, here's 6 feet you know, if you're waiting in line, you're 6 feet away from the person in front of you, that kind of, that stuff will be around too. And hand sanitizer and all that, the keeping everything clean.
Oh, great. Yes, yes. I imagine you'll have a sanitation protocol. Just like everybody else. It's funny how quickly you can get get used to a new change. Like, I'm always looking on the floor everywhere I go now to see looking for those markings so I know where to stand and I don't crowd anybody.
Yeah.
So what about okay, so does that mean that everybody like me who got a stack of books like more than 2 months ago, do we have to bring them back now?
Yes. You can bring them back.
They're due.
Especially if you're like coming in to get more and you're kind of like, okay, well, I'm done with this stack. I don't want to lose track of it. However, we are going to be quarantining all our books as well all of our items for 72 hours. So we're asking people to please, please use our book drops that are on the outside of each three of the branches.
Okay. Good call.
Yeah, you just dump them in there. We'll pick them up. They're going to go sit in a room for 3 days, and then we'll check them in, and they'll hopefully kind of keep everything. Hopefully we'll keep everything kind of safe for everybody.
Yeah, got it. Does that mean if I have a couple books that I haven't read yet, should I go online and renew my checkout for those if I'm not ready to return them?
I know we kind of did a blanket due date for everybody while we were closed, and I don't know if that we're automatically going to be extending books. It's probably a good idea if you want to keep something just to give us a call or to go into your account to renew them.
Okay, will do.
Yeah.
Wow, this is all happening so fast. I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
that's mainly it for checking out books, returning books, returning what I have been holding on to. How about some of the services that you put in place just directly in response to this, like some relaxed rules about getting a library card, specials on ebooks or subscriptions or things like that? What of those things are going to remain in place?
I think right now we'll still be having the kind of specials on for our ebooks and those databases, as long as those providers are still kind of letting us get like either extra copies or free checkouts, that kind of thing. But I think as soon as we reopen, we're going to kind of stop doing the mailing books to people's houses, and kind of you'll have to come in to get a library card. You won't be able to just apply for one over the phone anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one thing I like to do is order a book online and have it sent to the state library, which is next to my office, and I go and pick it up there.
Yeah.
Can I start doing that again?
Ooh, no.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing is I know what we're doing. I don't know what the state library's doing.
Yes.
And I haven't heard from them if they are going to reopen or if they have other things in place. So you can... I know it's a little bit farther. You can have things sent to like the downtown library and come... Yeah, pick up there, but and at least for the time being, we're going to kind of try to keep the different like libraries kind of separate because they're all going to have their own needs and how they want to reopen and handle that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense too. I think I can manage to get to the downtown location from here.
Yeah.
Great. And then just a quick review for ebooks and audiobooks. You've got some apps, Libby, Overdrive, and Hoopla are the ones that I'm familiar with. Are there any others that are available right now?
I don't think so. I don't think Canopy has an app. I think you just have to access through a browser. Okay. I could be wrong.
Canopy is the one.
I never use. That's the movie one, movie and documentary. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, Kate Inge, Juneau Public Libraries, Grants and Marketing Coordinator, thank you so much for speaking to me today and for sharing all that exciting news. Best of luck to all of you, the staff, with the reopening process. I hope it goes smoothly for you. Is there anything else you want to add or share today with our listeners?
I did because I mentioned if I have time. I did say that I had been reading all my backlog, and one of the books I read was a series of stories from Syrian refugees It's a book called We Crossed a Bridge and It Trembled. And one of the stories has to do, it's short, it's a paragraph, has to do with this man when he got access to a library for the first time and how much kind of like wonder he has. And so I was wondering if I could just read that really quick.
Of course. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So he and his wife immigrate, are refugees, and they ended up in Sweden. So this is about the town that he lives in Sweden. And the town I live in has only about 60,000 residents, but it has a huge library. It's like a dream. They have any book you want, and if they don't have it, they'll get it from another library. The first time I checked out a book, I thought of the city I used to live in Syria, which had a population, Daria, which had a population of 250 to 300,000 people without a single library. That is one of the dictator strategies, to keep the population in ignorance. A library means people will read, which means they'll think, which means they'll know their rights. And that's it.
That's great.
Just the importance of how important libraries are.
That's great. I believe we're really lucky to have Juneau Public Libraries. There's never been a book that I wanted and couldn't get. So
yeah,
that's pretty amazing. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I really like that, that reading, and thank you for, all that you're doing. And, maybe next time we talk, you'll be at work at least, or
I'll be at work. I'll have my Harry Potter face masks that I'm very excited. I'm excited to get them. Great. I'm hoping more news when we talk later.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Kate Inge, Juneau Public Libraries. I'm happy to hear that you guys are slowly reopening. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You as well.